from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All right, the Red Sox are playing tonight, so we do have a little bonus baseball for you coming your way in the 6 o'clock hour. We'll throw it over to Cooper Boardman after that in the MassMutual pregame show, Red Sox and the White Sox. The White Sox record this year? 32-109. That is their record. I'm not exaggerating. They're the worst team maybe ever. And the Red Sox have been playing like one of the worst teams ever here since the All-Star break. They are 70-70, a 500 team. They're looking to get up over 500 with a win tonight. Although the way they're playing, this is like an unstoppable force, an immovable object of suck is what you're seeing here tonight. Nick Pivetta, Davis Martin are the starting pitchers, and we'll get to all of that a little bit later on when we talk with Cooper Boardman. But right now, it is time, like it's going to be time every Friday around this time, for This Week in Social Media.
This Week in Social Media with Arcand and Hard on WEEI.
All right, This Week in Social Media is here. That's where I round up all the weird things that happened on Twitter, on TikTok, on Instagram, on Snapchat, on Facebook, on Friendster, on MySpace, all those things. And we will start with the obvious one. Big, big boon for the Instagram community as a one William Belichick has signed up for, as he calls it, InstaFace. Bill Belichick is now on Instagram, and he rang in his new membership with this video.
Hello, everyone. Surprised to see me here? Well, I am, too. Over the past few months and not being with a team, I haven't had the opportunity to express my thoughts at a moment's notice. So now I'm changing that. I tried to join SnapFace, but I couldn't find it. I decided this was a good place for me to land so I could talk to you and share what I'm up to, because there's a lot going on. So here I am. Hello, InstaFace. See you soon.
Electric.
That's more cringy than anything Brady will do this season.
Absolutely. It probably is.
How many takes?
To get that done, I'd say probably like 3 or 4. I don't think, it's not like he had a lot to say there. I mean, it was all sort of, it was probably written out. I bet he had a cue card.
There's a couple cuts there.
There were some edits. Yeah, there were some edits. So, I mean, listen, that's the way people do things now.
By the way, reminded me of every once in a while, my daughter and me being a girl dad and a good dad asks me to do a TikTok with her.
Oh.
That's what it felt like. Like, I do it begrudgingly because I don't know why, and you end up looking like a jackass.
What sort of TikTok? Does she have you, like, dancing around, or what does she have doing in these TikToks?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've done dances.
Really?
I don't think she posts them. I think I've made the rule she can have them, but she can't actually, like, post them.
You know she has, like, a fake account that she posts them all on, probably, that you don't know about.
She probably does.
I'm going to find it. I'm going to find it.
Probably,
and
they exist.
I will exploit it.
They absolutely exist. There's no doubt about it.
Sure. Bill Belichick's girlfriend, Jordan Isabella, welcomed him to Instagram the other day. I said that she hadn't posted much this summer. She actually did post something to welcome Bill onto Instagram. It's a picture of them petting a goat. It looks like they're at some kind of, it looks like they're at a football field. I don't know where it is, but there's animals around and there's a goat. And Jordan Isabella says, this is my formal petition for @BillBelichick to change his handle to @Billy Billy Goat. Welcome to the gram, Billy Goat emoji. That was not the only person to welcome Belichick to Instagram. His former quarterback, Tom Brady, recorded this to welcome the coach.
All right, guys. Party's over. Bill's here. It was a good run, but we got to shut it down. Welcome, coach.
So, Brady,
he's so much better.
I mean,
so
yeah, it is. It's definitely better. Brady has a little bit more of a feel for the social media, I think, than Bill Belichick does. Maybe because he's not 73 years old. Yeah, I think I forget exactly what point like MySpace started to fall out of favor when people stopped doing that. I can tell you exactly when Facebook stopped being cool. That's when everybody's parents got on Facebook. That's when everyone's mom and dad and aunt and uncle and grandma and grandpa all started getting on Facebook and seeing your pictures and being like, I don't approve of the things you're doing in college there, mister, and blah, 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 blah. That's when Facebook stopped being cool. I think Bill Belichick has just officially made Instagram uncool.
Wouldn't surprise me. I think that's already started with both Twitter and Instagram, or X and Instagram.
Yeah.
I don't think the kids are on those as much
TikTok
as
TikTok and Snapchat.
Yeah, TikTok.
Those are the two big ones.
100%. And I'm on neither. And yeah, they probably like it that way.
I started a TikTok account because a friend of mine said, you really got to get on TikTok. You're in media. This is something you have to do. Yep. Little did I know, by the way, that Odyssey doesn't even want us making TikTok accounts. But I started one anyway. I haven't posted anything. So don't come and talk to us here, Ken. But I started it. I opened the thing up. I liked a couple of videos. I closed it. I tried to open it up the next day and it says your account's been deleted. And I said, what the hell has it been deleted for? And they thought I was a fake person. They thought I was a bot. They said, we've deleted it because we think you're a bot. I was like, I'm
not a
bot.
You're such a loser. You're a bot.
I'm a real boy.
You weren't active enough.
I guess. I don't know. So I opened another one. I did basically the same thing, and it's not been deleted yet. So I guess they figured out that I'm a real human being.
See you soon.
Yes. Thank you, Bill. All right. We have some tweets that were funny this week. This one from Diana Rossini, who says that the wives of the Philadelphia beat reporters are tweeting for them back in Philly and New Jersey because their husbands are not allowed to tweet in Brazil. And that may be Diana Rossini's favorite sidebar story of the week. I hope they let it rip tonight. Hashtag Eagles. Hashtag Packers. Andy, if you were to cover a game in a country where Twitter was not allowed, would you have your significant other tweet on your behalf?
No, I just wouldn't tweet. I wouldn't feel the need.
It's
kind of
lame.
Without.
I mean, it's a little lame, right? It's like, hey, honey, can you tweet this for me?
The inactives are out, honey. Get them out. Come on. Hurry up.
You mind tweeting about this ankle injury that Darius Slay is dealing with?
Breaking news. Breaking news. City Sal with a playing.
Hey, that was big news. There was also this tweet from the Baltimore Ravens last night after Lamar Jackson threw what they thought was a touchdown. And this tweet is still up, by the way. Baltimore Ravens at Ravens on X. Tune in on NBC. Touchdown. OMG, multiple exclamation points. And the reason why I even mentioned this one is because you're familiar with community notes. You know what community notes are?
Yeah.
Okay, so on Twitter, for those who don't know, on Twitter, when someone makes a wild claim on Twitter and it's just factually incorrect, most of the time, not all the time, because Elon kind of throttles it to suit his own needs and wants sometimes, but sometimes readers all contribute to community notes. And then at the bottom of the tweet, it has either correction or sort of a citation or footnote or whatever you want to call it of what the actual truth is. And under this one, it says, touchdown, OMG, tune in on NBC. And the community note is simply, no, it wasn't. which is really, that is a tough community note. And you would think, after saying touchdown, that they would take that tweet down since it was clearly not a touchdown. But if you hear those Ravens players, they all...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.